Hi, and welcome to the podcast, Aligned with Paige Schmidt. Here you will learn real, practical actions you can start taking today to help you become the calm, present, happy version of yourself that you dream about. And as always, you can take your growth to the next level with my personalized program, Aligned Coaching. Learn more about it at the end of today's episode. Let's get started. Hello, welcome to another podcast episode. I'm so excited for you to be here with me this week and to talk about something I'm calling quiet canceling. So you've probably heard about quiet quitting. We're talking about quiet canceling and what it means to quiet cancel on yourself. We all do this. We all do this way more often than we even realize. And today we're going to talk about what does it mean? And I'm hoping by understanding what it means and looking at examples of how it shows up in your own life, you will be able to identify some spots where you do this. And I hope from there that you will be empowered to have more choice in those moments, to make different decisions as the women you want to be. And of course, if you want support with this, come and hop on our coaching waitlist for Aligned Coaching so that you get an email right when we open the doors and you can come inside and work on this with us. Quiet canceling is like when you tell yourself, I really want to go to church this Sunday. I know that I need it. I want to be there. I want to be in community. I want to be surrounded by amazing people. And then all of a sudden, Sunday morning happens. You wake up, you're having your coffee, you're sitting on the couch, you're cozy, you're at home, you don't want to move. And all of a sudden, the time just starts to pass you by until you realize it's too late to get in the shower and you're going to be too rushed if you get up now and go to church. And so you just decide to go next week. And then all of a sudden you're going through your week and you kind of wish you would have went because you needed that encouragement. Something within you knew you needed that encouragement. And you're going through the week and you wish you would have gone. So you recommit to do it this Sunday. And the same thing happens again. You are so cozy, you're in your pajamas, you're having your coffee, the time starts to get away from you, and you just kind of slide on by right past that time that you knew you were supposed to get up and get in the shower and start getting ready for church. Think about all of the areas of your life that this happens. This isn't to make you feel shame. I have my hand raised. I do it too. We all do this. You have an intention and you really want to do it. You know it would feel so good for you. On a logical level, you can understand, I want to do this. I'm committed to it. I keep telling myself I'm going to do it. But then in reality, you keep finding that you keep like sliding right past these goals that you had. And later in the day, you look back and you're like, why did I do that? Why didn't I wake up? Why didn't I do the exercise that I wanted to do? Why did I respond to my kids in that way? That's not at all how I wanted to show up. Why did I have that drink? I was 100% intent on not having that drink, right? Or why did I spend that money? Why did I buy so much of this? I was 100% intent on doing this other thing. And then all of a sudden, you notice that you're doing things the same way that you have always done them. I know that this leads to frustration for so many of you. Sometimes it leads to feelings of, I'm never going to change. I'm never going to be different. I'm never going to be able to show up the way that I want to. I've been working on this for so long. Why won't it just click? Well, one of the reasons is this quiet canceling. It's so subtle, and in the moment, it seems completely harmless. For example, I hear a lot of women talking about, well, it's just fine the way it is. Like, yes, I'd love to, for example, using the example we already used, I'd love to go to church, but it's also just fine staying at home on Sunday. Yeah, I'd love to cook healthier meals at home, but it's also just fine ordering on DoorDash all the time and heating up these easy meals. And sometimes I just want easy, so it's just fine. Like it's not detrimental to me to not go to church, or it's not detrimental to me to heat up these quick meals. There is this other part of me that wants so much more for myself, but it's not terrible just continuing to do things the way I've always done them. But there is this other part of you, this highest self version of you, let's call her, that knows what is possible for you. She knows that if you stepped into this certain way of being, that your joy and your ease, your fulfillment of your life, what is possible for you would be maximized. It would accelerate, right? And you want that. But when it comes down to it, it just seems like the easier option to not make a change, to not care, to not say, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for showing up that way. How I wanted to show up was this. Let me try that again, right? That requires us slowing down, setting aside our pride, or setting a new boundary, right? I just talked about this in a joy-led living course that we need to move from our minds into our bodies. We need to move things from our mind to our body. And what I mean by that is when you're setting boundaries, for example, the first time you ever set a boundary, you feel like an absolute jerk when you're setting it with someone else, right? And you feel like you're being too strict. You feel like you're being too serious. You feel like I should just not set this boundary and just continue to let this affect me in the ways that I have previously, right? You feel like a jerk. You don't feel great about it. But once you do it one time and you are able to experience the benefits from that boundary, right? The reason that you set it in the first place, your body can then relax a bit and know, okay, yes, that was good. That was a good choice. Even though it was hard, I now understand why we did this. We should keep doing this. And your body starts to know why you're doing this thing. And so your mind starts to resist it less. Does that make sense to you as you hear me talk about this, that things go from your mind to just knowing, to then you practice them, to then your body is like, okay, yes, that's why we wanted to do this thing. It's kind of like when you work out, right? You intend with your mind to work out, and then you do the workout, and in the middle of the workout, you're feeling challenged, you're feeling good, and you are feeling so glad that you showed up and you're doing this workout because it is leaving you feeling so good. You're enjoying the process. You feel proud of yourself for showing up, for honoring your commitment to yourself, and you're thinking, yes, 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 this is why I wanted to do that thing. And you get all of these rewards from following through on your intention. And so your body starts to relax and your body starts to trust your mind more as you set these intentions of who you want to be and how you want to show up, right? But the opposite can also happen, where your mind sets intentions and then your mind keeps you, consciously or subconsciously, keeps you from following through, and you're not following through, you're quiet canceling. It's like so quiet, this canceling of following through on your intention or your goal, that you almost don't even notice it, or you feel only like half awake as you just slide right on by and don't do the thing you said you were going to do, right? I've heard from so many women that they want to start just showering and getting dressed for the day because it makes them feel like they are important. They are taking care of themselves. It's not even for anyone else. It's just this statement of, look, I deserve to wear real clothes too. And this feels good. And I got ready and I took time for myself. And this just feels good. And so I hear from so many women that they want to start doing this. But again, same thing, that quiet canceling can happen where it's like, you go to open up your drawer to get out your jeans, and all of a sudden you find yourself opening your other drawer and getting out your leggings and putting those on and then putting your sweatshirt on and throwing your hair up in a bun. And while it's fine, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with that, if you are a woman who is feeling like, I want to get ready more often because I want to show myself that I'm willing to take that time for myself, and that is going to do something for you, it's something you want, then it's important to follow through on that thing because it is meaningful to you. It doesn't matter if it's meaningful or not meaningful to anyone else. If there's something within you drawing you to stop drinking alcohol or start getting dressed each day or to start moving your body more or to really, really honor your values with your money and to stop overspending, to start putting your money in the places that you most value, to get really calm around money, to experience ease with it, or to get really calm around food. If there's something drawing you to these things, then those things are important to pay attention to because there's probably a lesson there. There's probably something for you to learn. Your growth probably lies within that thing that you are so drawn to doing, right? And so for you, that thing is important. And it's so important, therefore, to not quiet cancel on yourself. So I want to encourage anyone who's listening today, where are the places in your life where you're setting an intention and then you are just quietly canceling on yourself instead of following through? We talked an episode or two episodes back on the alignment formula that alignment equals intention plus follow through, right? Misalignment is intention and then quiet canceling. And then you just don't feel aligned. You don't really trust yourself. You think that you're a person who doesn't follow through. You start having thoughts like, well, I know I'm going to say that I'm going to do that thing, but I know I'm not going to do it, or I'm going to do it a few times and then I'm going to stop doing it. We don't want you thinking of yourself in that way, right? We want you to be able to be a woman who says, I don't set a ton of intentions. Like, I don't just set every intention out there for the sake of setting an intention. And I don't just do things because I quote unquote should, but I am a woman who deeply recognizes my values and I pay attention to the things that I am personally drawn to. And I do go and do those things because I care about honoring myself. That's what we mean when we talk about alignment. For example, I have a whole group of women working toward becoming the women that they want to be each and every day in aligned coaching. And though we all relate and we all have a growth mindset and we can all listen to and hear each other's experiences and learn from them, all of us also each have our own individual goals and things that we're working toward because those are the things that uniquely apply to each of us, right? So you have things in your life that you find yourself desiring to do or desiring to grow in, whether it's you want to be happier in your marriage, or you want to feel great in your body, or you want to feel absolute trust and ease around money, or absolutely calm and peaceful around food. There are things that you specifically are drawn to. You want to start waking up early. Why? Not because you have to. You absolutely do not. Nobody needs to wake up early. If you are drawn to doing that, it's probably because there's something there for you. There's a gift for you there in those morning hours that you can only get if you honor that and wake up early and do the things that you're imagining for yourself, again, unique to you, would benefit you in those morning hours. So again, where are you quiet canceling on yourself? I want to challenge you to jot down a list of the areas that you're quiet canceling on yourself. Jot them down on a piece of paper. Get aware of them so that the next time you start to do it, you grab your phone instead of standing up, making your coffee, and going and doing that morning workout that you wanted. You can recognize it and you can try to do the act of putting your phone back down and just standing up and going and doing the next thing, making your coffee, then going to where you're going to do your workout and starting your workout, right? And you just do the next thing that the most aligned version of you would do instead of the self-sabotage, the quiet canceling, the I'm just going to stay here a little bit longer and keep doing this thing, the thing that you know deep down is going to take you away from your intention and following through. So where are you quiet canceling? If you would like to share, I would love to hear examples. So if you're listening to this and you have examples coming up for you, like, oh my gosh, I can sense these five places that I'm totally quiet canceling. Will you share that with me? I would love to hear from you. What are the ways that you're quiet canceling? I had the idea for this episode in conversation with some of my clients and recognizing how much this can happen to us and also how much control we have over it. If we can just slow down and from a place of compassion and total grace and love, pay attention to this and move away from it so we can be more in alignment with who we want to be. and I decided I wanted to do an episode on it. I figured there must be so many more women struggling with this. I've had so many conversations with women who struggle with this. So if you are someone listening who has a few examples, will you email them to me, paige@paigeschmidt.com? I would love to hear from you and hear, where are you quiet canceling on yourself? And how did this help you? Did this help you? Do you think that just even the awareness of this will help you make different choices moving forward? I'd love to hear from you. All right, have a beautiful week, and I'll see you here next week for another episode. My goal for Aligned Coaching is to help as many women as I can get in tune with a more happy, present, and calm version of themselves. If you've been enjoying this podcast and are ready to take what you're learning to the next level and apply it to your specific needs, then come join me in Aligned Coaching, my highly personalized hands-on program that walks you through the steps you need to take to become the woman you already are deep down inside. I can show you how to access her and make her a part of your everyday life in times of peace, chaos, and everything in between. Together, we create a safe space for you to grow into the woman you want to be with weekly group coaching calls, 24/7 access to written coaching where you can submit a question directly to me and get a response anytime, and Zoom video hangouts to connect with other women in the community, which allows you to learn from their shared experiences and maximize your growth. Not only that, but you will also get new, fresh audio content uploaded each and every week that you can only get as an Aligned Coaching member. Are you ready to grow into the highest level of yourself and experience freedom like never before? Sign up today at paigeschmidt.com/coaching.